You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
International oil giant Shell is reportedly planning to leave South Africa. The decision by Shell reportedly stems from a fallout with its long-term BEE partner, Tebe Investment Corporation, over a 3.7 billion rand stake in Shell Downstream South Africa. For more on this, we join on the line by Trevor Sharku, the spokesperson for the South African Federation of Trade Unions, SAFTU. A very good morning to you, sir, and welcome.
Good morning, Elvis, and thanks for having us.
This must come as a shock. What is SAFTU's response to reports that Shell is considering leaving South Africa?
Look, when we read the article, although the article was cautious to say that Shell never really confirmed whether it is leaving or not, we think that it comes as a shock, firstly, because South Africa is a lucrative market for them. But secondly, you've got the company, which is one of the biggest companies that has liquefied energy in our country and providing on a daily basis fuel to vehicles across South Africa, both in the urban and the rural area, which also employs a lot of people. So that came as a shock. But what emerged from the report, it shows that these are tech fights between the BEE holder who own 25% stake and the main company. And apparently, this bigger company, which is Shell, is devaluating, or rather lowly valuating the asset of the holding BEE company, which of course is problematic. And quite often you find a tendency of these bigger companies often leading to the devaluation of the assets of smaller companies trying to cheat them. So it is a battle which belongs to the capitalist factions themselves in the main. But we think that the state has to step in to ensure that, one, if Shell does leave, we are able to expand the ownership of liquefied energies in the country and are able to expand the public ownership of the daily fuels, especially those which are consumed by the state.
So this dispute between Shell and its BEE partner, Tebe Investments, it also highlights broader issues within BEE partnerships. How might this affect future BEE initiatives and partnerships in South Africa as a whole?
Look, because it is not going to really change the law on BEE, I don't think that there would be any major effect on what we may see, of course, and which has been the campaign on the part of the white liberal, especially in the DA, has been to attack the BEE law, the quota laws in terms of ownership, and say that these are not valid, but also that they are unfair. And, of course, this might be one of the beginning of the attacks on the BEE itself, both practically, but there might be initiatives that may lead to the reviewing of the BEE laws, which has been called, of course, by the political party. Most certainly, the DA in particular might come out to support this multinational company in the devaluation of the assets of that company and use this as a practical example through which they will begin to try to prove their theory that BEE is unfair and all of that. So, but like I said, in the main, this is the intra-battle between the capitalist faction, those of the multinational powerful, and the national bourgeois, who are actually leeching on the bigger capital. So it is a problem that, in our view, can be resolved by expanding the state ownership.
Mm-hmm. In the same breath, we're also learning that Anglo American may similarly divest from our country. What do you think, as SAFTU, is contributing to the imminent or the possible departure of these multinational companies?
Look, Anglo American is leaving because it has successfully plundered and looted the natural resources of our country. But more so, it is criminal, in our view, for them to leave after centuries of plundering the platinum, of plundering our coal and gold, because these natural creatures, minerals, and fossil fuels have actually contributed to making fortunes to Anglo-America. Now that they are leaving, it is because, in our view, they are leaving and running away from, one, the mess that left behind, running away from rehabilitation of the mines and the assistance to communities where they were operating. And especially if you go into communities where they were operating, you'll actually see nothing that they've brought. If you go to Bougouni Platinum, where currently they've sold all their assets there, you realize that the presence of Anglo-American here has done nothing. If you go to countless other communities where they've operated, they've left nothing behind and met. But what they've packaged is billions and billions in profits and dividends to the shareholder.
Trevor Sharko, I thank you so much for your time. Spokesperson of the South African Federation of Trade Unions, SAFTU.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.